All right, so it's a new day, people. I got enough content now to last another 20 years if I wanted to do it, you know. But I really could talk about Jezebel now for 20 more years. It's ridiculous. I mean, they do play some serious games, and they never work alone, you know that. So the image, the mind games, the mind parasites, it's just off the roof. It's hard to believe. But I think they played the game enough. They know after 30 to 3 months, 4 months, the game gets exposed, especially if you get away from these people. A narcissist will mess your mind up. And you know they're from the dark side, so you can't, you know, somebody who embodies truth comes up against somebody who embodies lies. They've embodied lies their whole life, like a fake facade their whole life. Painted face, fake reality their whole life. And you embody the truth, and they embody the illusions. What do you think is going to happen? You're talking about two forces coming together. You got somebody who embodies lies and somebody who embodies truth. What do you think is going to happen when these two face off? Really, what do you think is going to happen? Only a few things can happen. Only a few things can happen. That person might get saved, might get born again. The one who's embodies the lies, they might get face off with the truth and get saved. Usually they don't, because they've been living a lie their whole life. Although I did talk to one recently. She said, well, I was doing that too, what you're talking about, and I would be at my boyfriend's house and on the phone texting other guys. And she said, I finally got convicted and realized I was going to hell. And she said she got saved, you know, and then they ended up getting married, you know. He forgave her and forgave her, but he didn't get saved, though. She got saved. Now she's married to him. He's not saved. But anyway, so when somebody embodies lies and manipulation and witchcraft and sorcery and fake reality and fake reality bubbles and illusions, what happens when those two face off? Somebody might get saved. The other thing is, the truther, you know, the truther is going to just walk away from the dark side, because when you stick your hand over on the dark side, unless you've got two or three witnesses with you, you can't affect them too much. Now, you can get people to pray and all that, but you try to pull somebody out of the dark, you better not go by yourself. You know, it talks about that in Galatians 6:1. You that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, lest you fall into the same condemnation. So, what that verse is telling you, you reach your hand down there, you give them some truth, you try to yank them out, but don't get in pride and don't fight them like they're, don't use their tools. Just throw in a little bit of truth and just get out, you know. Because they're so ingrained in so many illusions and delusions and fake reality bubbles. And I was talking about this last July and last August. God was revealing to me how this whole system's a fake reality bubble. And there's a lot of people there. I saw this in my first marriage. The mom was in a fake reality bubble and the daughter followed suit. And I saw this in other situations where the mama has trained the daughter to be Jezebel. Because she's just like, you know, as the mother, so is the daughter. You know, I've seen that 1,000 times. And the only ones that escape it are the ones who get born again. I got a sister. She had, her mom was mean as a snake, trying to pull her into fake reality. And she escaped. Even when she was young, she saw the truth. And so, it blows your mind that the same story and the same games playing everywhere all the time, but it's just like that movie, Everything Everywhere All the Time, you know. And it's the fractal hologram that we're in. So if you're over there in on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast and you got saved, some of your storylines from your childhood is the same, you know. Everybody has some similar stuff, you know. The abuse, the lying, the drinking, the drugging, trying to be their own God, trying to materialism, matter, stuff. They trying to impress people, the way they look, the way they dress, their haircut, their makeup, their pop. I remember growing up, this dated this girl. She was her family's high dollar, but the guy was just a, he painted cars. He was just a rough dude, you know? Anyway, his wife stole his house, and he ended up in this little small house still running his shop, you know? And his daughter, I dated his daughter, and she had to have the best pocketbook and the best shoes and the name brand everything because it was outward show. I had friends like this. They had to have the nicest clothes, the nicest, and it's like they worshipped some kind of name brand. And then they would say, well, it lasts longer. Okay, maybe you're true. Maybe that's right. Maybe it does last longer. I'll give you that. But then as time went on, they realized all their stuff was made in China too. So the whole thing, everything was just a big illusion they were believing. All their stuff was made in China just like everything else. And all that money they were paying for Chinese stuff, it cost the same in China to make it, but they jacked the prices up. Just like that guy that was a billionaire with shoes, and he just got knocked down to a millionaire because he went against Nike, you know. And so, long story short, they put on this outward show image to try to stay in that position. You know, it's all fake reality. Long story short, I don't even want to talk about it anymore for a long time. I've got the notes. I will not forget what I observed as an older person. It's the same stuff I observed as a younger person. And I look back, and that girl, that first girlfriend I dated, she was in delusion too. She was creating fake reality illusions too. She tried to get me to smoke marijuana. You know, I was 17, 18, something like that. I thought, I don't think so. And so they go into all these strange illusions like they're something, and then when life hits them and they finally get knocked down. Now some of them, they've married enough men, they get all their social security and they stay in that delusion, you know. They stay in the delulu world. Delulus. So what I want to talk about is living in the now, living in the truth and embodying the truth and having some longevity mentally. Because these people who embody lies, their mind goes. Think about it. They've told so many lies that their mind actually goes insane. The Bible talks about it. They go insane because they're trying to please everybody. And in a way, it's almost prophesied when they're young, because think about it. They're trying to please their husband. They're trying to please their children. They're trying to please their son, their daughter, their aunts, their uncles, their brothers, their sisters, their grandparents, their cousins, the neighbors, their job. They're trying to please everybody, but you can't please everybody. And so they have to put on these fake personas to please each person and try to make the peace. Who cares about the peace? The truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. So tell the truth and let the sticks or the wood or the marbles fall where they're going to fall, you know. If somebody doesn't want truth, let them go away. Yeah, but I love my sister. I want to pretend to be what she needs so she won't go away. Tell her the truth and let her go away, because you're going to burn in hell if you don't tell her the truth. I love my dad because he's my dad. Tell him the truth or he's going to burn in hell. Would you rather see your dad burning in hell or go away for a while and watch you from a distance and realize you ain't changing, because Jesus don't change? And so these people, you can understand how they go crazy, because they're trying to be people pleasers, pleasing everything, creating scripts and fake realities, and have to turn over in their mind, well, if I say this to this one, what will they think? Or if I say this one, they're sitting there playing a soap opera in their mind instead of just focusing on the Bible. Instead of just standing on the Bible, they've got a soap opera of like five people in their mind going on. And they've created some kind of weird reality in their mind that only they live. They're a legend in their own mind. But people outside looking in say, something wrong with you. They actually are a legend in their own mind, and everybody's out there outside looking in, laughing and saying, you ain't Jack. You ain't shite. Wake up. Quit trying to be Queen Bee. Worship me. Worship my, look at me. Quit trying to use other people as an, you can influence other people by somebody else's influence. What are you, stupid? What are you, insane? Really, they go insane. The Bible talks about it. It talks about the older women become silly. Now, he doesn't rebuke the women necessarily that go silly. He rebukes the men that go in and go into their house and deceive them. And for gain, you know, try to steal everything, steal their property and everything. But the women are doing it too. But the men, we're smart enough, you would think so, after seeing contradictions, that you just walk away. But the women fall in their own, the other women's traps. That's what blows your mind. The women follow the women into these delulu lands, fake reality bubbles. And so the saved woman don't. The saved woman, she wants the truth, and she'll be by herself if she has to be, because she wants the truth. She might have one or two friends that she deals with, but those friends are saved too. And if she got unsaved people around her, she knows they're snakes, and she knows they're sharks and devils and liars and demons, and she just watches herself and watches her heart, because they try to pull you in to bitterness and unforgiveness. They create all these fake reality bubbles. I remember talking to somebody a long time ago. Somebody said, well, they hurt this person, because they know what triggers the person to protect kids or children. And so they got mad. I said, slow down. You're not supposed to take revenge. It might not even be real. What you're hearing might not even be real until you hear it from the police or you see it with your own eyes, you know. And if it is something bad, call the police, you know. But yeah, I got enough content for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I won't live that long, but I got enough content for 50 years. Maybe I'll put it in a book, and then when I'm dead, the book will be released, so it will last 50 years. And what's weird is, as soon as one leaves or you see through one, another one shows up, and you're like, come on, you think I'm dumb? Another one shows up, like right at, it's like within a week, another one tries to get in. It's like, come on, people are crazy. People are insane.
Hi, lady,
is
McDonald's out today?
And then, one second. Yeah, they come in. They come in with more lies. I mean, come on. A liar always contradicts. A liar always doesn't make sense. They're friends, birds of a feather flock together. The people they hang out with is the people. They reveal it by their words. Everything they say reveals what they are. I don't care if they paint their face and put the best outfit on in the whole, but their words reveal their heart. And the outside might look great, but the inside is just dark and death and yuck. The inside is dark. Their words reveal it. The outside might look like a Princess Diana, but the inside is dark, like the Wicked Witch of the West, you know. And so when you finally break the paradigm, you're free. Just like this guy who's just pulled out in front of me. His car is all beat up, everything else, and he's just got it all spray painted black, you know. Just their behavior and their actions, and they're just full of it. They're just full of it. And they destroy themselves. And you can actually see, like when you're walking around, they're trying to find out if, then when the psychopath stares you down, they're trying to see if you're weak, right? They're trying to see if you're if you're going to submit to them. They have some way, the psychopaths can judge, you know, judge people. They're seeing if you're going to submit and be malleable, you know. I had a friend from high school I went to high school with, and I watched him for years, and I thought, this dude is a psychopath. But he knew how to talk and be friendly, you know. But then he started repeating the same stuff over and over. Then I had a family member that was saying the same stuff on a phone call, so I started taking notes. This is when I started taking notes. And one of them said something like, why do you even talk to me? I thought,
good morning.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
I thought, because I'm studying. I'm actually studying you guys. You guys are sick. And so the thing that measures you, you measure back. The thing that gazes upon you, you gaze back. So the liars and the psychopaths gaze at you and try to manipulate you, and you're watching them back, and you're learning their games. You're watching how evil they really are, how they can shapeshift and act like they're your best friend, but they actually try to take you out. And they're actually scared to take you out, so they try to use mind games to try to get you to take yourself out, you know. One of the examples is, let's go out drinking. Why? You trying to destroy my heart? Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Why are you trying to destroy my heart, devil? Nah, I'm busy. I'm studying. What are you studying? The Bible. The verse that says, whoredom, wine, and new wine take away your heart. I had to call somebody out on that about a year ago. She kept bothering me. I said, what are you trying to do? Take away my heart? I quoted the verse. She quit bothering me. She left me alone after that. They're always trying to show up. They think they're slick. They think they have a new game, but they don't. Players, liars, schemers, gamers. If it's a female, she's trying to find some man to secure based on lies. And she's wanting him to take care of her. She has the dreams when she was 20 or 8, 16 or whatever. I just want real love. I want some man to love me. But she tries to bring it on with lies. So how's that going to work out for you? You want that real puppy love that you thought that you deserved in life. And some man, but you destroyed your, you wouldn't submit to your first one. And so you destroyed it. So now you're looking for that puppy love, and you're going to use lies to you see somebody who has a good heart. So I want this person. So you're going to bring in lies to bring that person in. So you tried to build something foundational or truth based on lies. How'd that work out for you? You can't build anything on lies. Then you run to this other one, and you're thinking about your first love, the one that really loved you. And you didn't want to do it right. And so then you got the player got played, the con artist got conned, the liar got lied to. So you're stuck with the consequences of your fake reality lie that you tried to build and tried to control people and outward show an image. My first wife, she had this outward image she wanted to project. And she wasn't going to give it up, hell or high water. And she had to defame somebody else to make herself look good. When she was the problem. And I know she's insane. I know she's crazy. And she's still probably playing the same game. She's insane. I know it. No doubt about it, she was insane. Because it was all about the outside. People that don't do the inner work, they never grow. They never really have a genuine heart or genuine mind or genuine anything. It's all about trying to impress somebody. And evidently, they learned this in high school where all the girls are all, there's a group of them all trying to hang out together. I don't know. I was too busy playing soccer and stuff like that. I've been working through my way through high school. And so they play this, you know, fit in with the click, is that what it's called? Whatever they call it. And they're all trying to impress each other, and they all hate each other. And they play that game. They're like high school kids, even as adults, instead of just minding their own business. they're creating fake reality bubbles left and right.
And now I've even observed it where they pretended like they were dating somebody behind the scenes, and that person don't even like the person. They create some kind of fake reality. I've seen this. A female created a fake reality. I can't remember what job it was. I've had 120 jobs. And she had the other women in the business believing that she was dating some dude, some manager, some dude behind the scenes. And they were afraid. And she was using that as a power play to control the people. Weird. And it goes all the way back when I was young. And now I know why my aunt said this. She said that sometimes it's best to have two part-time jobs than one full-time. Because the same high school cliques that happened in high school, they're still playing in the corporate ladder thing. It's really sick. And the Jezebel wants to tie into somebody, especially somebody in power, so she can blackmail a person. So she thinks. And manipulate. And she usually gets fired. She usually ends up getting fired. And all her plans and schemes fall apart. And if it's a man doing it, same with him. But it's because the lies always break down. Eventually, they always break down.